In Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah subhanahu talks about the Qibla and the changing of the Qibla from Jerusalem to Mecca. And there were people, when this shift happened, started to ask questions about why this change happened, and they started to spread doubts about Islam. So Allah subhanahu gave us the reason of why there was a shift of the Qibla from Jerusalem, facing Jerusalem, to Mecca. Allah subhanahu said, وَمَا جَعَلْنَا الْقِبْلَةَ الَّتِي كُنْتَ عَلَيْهَا إِلَّا لِنَعْلَمَ مَنْ يَتَّبِعُ الرَّسُولَ مِمَّنْ يَنْقَلِبُ عَلَىٰ أَقِبَيْهِ. Allah subhanahu said that we did not make the Qibla that you used to face of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, meaning Jerusalem, except so that we can distinguish between those who will follow the messenger and those who will lose faith, meaning lose faith due to the change of the Qibla. There's two interesting points I want to point out tonight regarding this verse. The first is that throughout the Quran, there is not a single commandment that says face Jerusalem before this verse. But Allah subhanahu in this verse is saying ja'alna, that we made this Qibla, meaning the Jerusalem facing Jerusalem. But there's no verse in the Quran that says face Jerusalem. How did the Muslims know to face Jerusalem? The answer is they got instructions from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But despite the fact they got instructions from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah is ascribing this instruction to himself by saying ja'alna, that we made it. This is evidence that the sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which is recorded in the hadith, is revelation, because Allah ascribed this to himself. So we learn from this verse that we have two revelations, the Quran and then the sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Point number two. Some people have the misconception that whatever we find in the Quran, it's fard, it's an obligation, and whatever we find in the sunnah, as recorded in the hadith, that's optional. This verse tells us otherwise, because facing Jerusalem, that Qibla, at the time of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it was an obligation. And this obligation is not found in the Quran, but in the hadith or the sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So number one, the sunnah is a revelation. And number two, all the ahkam, the five rulings of something being a fard, an obligation, mustahab, recommended, mubah, something that's permissible, makruh, something that's discouraged, or haram, that's prohibited, are found both in the Quran and the sunnah, which is recorded in the hadith of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Which means in our homes, not only should we have the Quran, but for our family and ourselves and our children, we should get the books of hadith, most notably Sahih al-Bukhari, which is the most authentic book after the Quran, to know what the second revelation of Allah subhanahu is about, which is embodied in the sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين.